Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Give me some chai. Do you want some tea today? Do you want some tea today?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host, Leah the Sunstar, and I'm here with my co-host, Kale the DJ. Thank you for tuning in to Enlightened Tea, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. On tonight's show, we are going to be discussing, well, let me back up for a second. So the next, I want to say about 8 shows that we're going to have here on Enlightened Tea Radio is going to be all about spiritual beings having a human experience. So every topic is going to be uncomfortable for our human side and our human self, but it's things that we need to overcome and break through in order to become the highest version of ourselves that we possibly can. So tonight we're going to be discussing insecurities, and we have a special guest who's going to be joining us shortly. And he is an amazing facilitator of enlightenment. He's a business owner and he's an intuitive reader. Mr. Adam Melvin is going to be joining us shortly. But I just want to get into things. So what type of tea are we sipping on tonight is the question. So I'll start with myself. I'm sipping on some chamomile tea with a little bit of lime, fresh squeezed lime juice and honey in it. My throat is bothering me. So for those of you who are listening in, I typically don't always sound like this. So getting into the topic for tonight, Kel, also, what type of tea are you sipping on tonight?
Hey, Leah, I'm sipping on my favorite. I like the cold tea from Starbucks. It's just the plain cold black tea, you know, with a little bit of classic syrup in it.
Nice. Yeah. I think we just had our guest join us. So, Adam, are you here with us?
Hi, Leah the Sunstar and DJ Kel. I am here, and I am happy to hear y'all voices. And you sound great, Leah. You don't sound like you have any type of cold at all.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You are too kind, as always. No, I think, I don't even know if it's a cold. I think it could be my throat chakra with us having this Gemini moon energy coming up. And
Don't blame it on that Gemini moon. Gemini moon brought only good deliciousness to all of us.
That coming from a Gemini is...
Right. I'm a Gemini moon myself,
right.
So, you know.
I mean, I had a great weekend. You know, I did something that I hadn't done in a while, and that was socialize with my sorority and fraternity. So that was really, really fun and exciting, and it spoke to the social aspect of Gemini. And that was one thing around this moon that was at the top of the list as far as making sure we communicate effectively, making sure that we engage in some type of socializing, or if we typically socialize too much that we actually take some time to ourselves. So I take a lot of time to myself. So for this moon, it was for me to go out and enjoy myself, and I did that. And, now my throat chakra's all messed up. But this chamomile tea is helping. So, Adam, what kind of I know. What kind of tea are you sipping on tonight?
I am sipping on what I like to call my relaxation tea. It is a mix of chamomile, turmeric, and some lavender. infused in lavender.
Ooh. That sounds delicious. I know, right? I love
it's good. If you can, it's got me in a spot. It doesn't have me relaxed. But I don't want to be too relaxed since I am a guest on your show tonight and I'm ready to, you know, talk and share. But I feel good. I feel good.
That's good.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kale, how are you feeling tonight?
I feel good. I've been taking some time to myself. Sorry about the noise. I got to take someone's collar off. But, yeah, I feel good today. Been, you know, busy, you know, doing DJ gigs and things like that. So I'm taking some downtime, but I'm also working on, you know, my promotions and things like that.
And for those of you all who are listening in, Kel is my own personal DJ. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's a DJ for real. In real life. But I like to call her my own personal DJ because if I had a DJ and I was going to actually pay a DJ, it would be her. Like, you know, if I was going to put a DJ on retainer, it would be her. So
hey,
at the end of the show.
We'll remember that on your wedding day. How is she going to be in your wedding and be your DJ? But we'll remember that. You can pay her on your wedding day.
That's a great thought. Let me get back to you on that because I think I don't know. I'd much rather have her spinning my music. But, yeah, that's a great thought. How's a DJ going to be in the bridal shower?
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Because you are having a wedding, right? You know you are having a wedding within the next 3 years.
Am I having a wedding?
Yes, ma'am.
I hope so.
Yes. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes. I'm having a wedding.
if you desire it. Only if you desire it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do desire it. You know, I just don't want to. People going to start hitting me up like, man, when are you getting married? Now, see, I didn't say all that. The desire of my heart is what we're talking about here. But, so yeah, no, that's a great thing. You know, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up, Adam. Now I'm gonna be a little conflicted for a while. Like, even
don't
thinking
be.
About that, if, how I'm going
you
to don't
be. All you gotta do is just say yes and just let it be unto me according to thy pleasure, universe.
That's true. And you know what? Just a thought. You know, she could make up a playlist for the wedding ceremony and then be in the wedding and then
no,
at the
ma'am.
Reception she could be the DJ. No, 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 ma'am.
No,
all right.
Ma'am. No,
you
ma'am.
Know, y'all.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I don't have to be in the wedding part. I will do the music. I'll gladly do that.
Oh, man. This is a great opening. I needed these laughs. I need these laughs. And it's always interesting with my people, my tribe. My beloved, so we got Adam with us tonight, which to me is always extra special because he's a big brother to me, and he's also what I like to call the top intuitive reader / psychic of Atlanta. So I'm so happy that he's able to take some time out his busy schedule tonight to join us on such short notice, as a matter of fact, because you know, because we're so close, I'm like, hey, like yesterday, like, hey, you busy tomorrow night? No. Oh, okay, you want to be with my show? Yeah. That's how that went. So I feel like I have special privileges.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
I know. I feel like I have special privileges. Nobody else can do that. But I'm so glad to have him here tonight because we are talking about insecurities. And we love on Enlightened Tea Radio to discuss the latest entertainment social topics from a higher self and a lower self perspective. And for those of you all who are just listening for the first time, this is the second season of Enlightened Tea Radio. In my first season, we had 8 episodes. This season, we'll pretty much have the same 8 episodes. And then I like to regroup, go to the beach, reflect, and come up with some more topics. So for tonight's topic, when we're giving our higher self perspective, this is our more evolved self. But we all, as we know, the name of the series is Spiritual Beings Having a Human Experience. So as spiritual beings, we're probably always going to come from our higher self, but as a human, we typically always have that lower self, that ego-based self that has something to say. So I like to give both perspectives when we're talking about topics. So the topic for this week is an old topic. But again, like I said, it seemed like right around the time I was finishing up season one, this Red Table Talk happened. And so the Red Table Talk that we're going to be talking a little bit about tonight was about the Curry family. So Stephen Curry, his mom, I mean, the men weren't there. It was only the women. So it was Aisha Curry, Seth Curry, the new fiance, her name is Callie. Then it was Stephen and Seth's sister, forgot her name, totally sorry, and then their mom. And it seems like, so their sister is married to an NBA player. Of course, their mom is married to an NBA player and, you know, famous NBA player. Then you have the two brothers who are both NBA players. So it's a lot of basketball in this family, a lot of tall people in this family. I can't wait to see the kids grow up and what they do. Because, of course, there's babies involved at this point. So with this particular Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, her mom, and her daughter, Willow, they, you know, pretty much did a round table and we're talking. I don't know why, y'all. After I listened to the interview, I thought it flowed perfectly. I didn't think anything of it. But they crucified Aisha Curry in the news and on Twitter and everywhere. I mean, they crucified her for making a statement about not feeling like she gets male attention. And it was in the context of they were talking about how much female attention their husbands get. And she said, you know, I don't have these kids, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just don't feel like I get any kind of attention and my husband getting all this attention. I mean, they crucified her for saying that, but it was the truth. I mean, in her eyes, it was the truth. And Jada's response to her was, girl, you ain't looking. Like, you ain't paying attention to the men that are crushing on you, that are, you know, that think you fine. You know what I'm saying? You're not even paying attention. And I thought to myself, that is so true, you know, on so many levels, even to me. That to me, that rung true for me. So I could not understand why people were crucifying her. So I wanted to bring this topic up because I wanted to hear you all's thoughts on it because it goes along with the subject of insecurities. So she was very vulnerable. She was very open about her insecurities. And her insecurities were, hey, I have this husband that's in the NBA. He gets all these female attention, and he's very friendly. That's how she put it. Stephen's very friendly. He's very nice. So he talks to everybody. And she was like, I've had to insert myself a couple of times, like, hey, how you doing? And shake a hand or whatever. And I have found myself in that same situation. So I really, really related. It was relatable. And hers is on a whole nother level because Stephen Curry is, of course, one of the best players in the NBA right now. So imagine being at an after party, being somewhere, walking around with her husband, and all these females are just talking to him and stuff. And he's not thinking, oh, let me introduce my wife right away and say, hey, you know, this is Aisha, blah, blah, blah. He's just having a conversation. So she was like, yeah, I've had to insert myself a few times. And then Stephen's mom said the same thing. Yeah, I've had to, you know, make myself known a couple times, whatever, whatever, whatever. I just thought it was interesting to see these, one, beautiful African-American women all pretty much agreeing with each other, saying the same thing. Jada shared some stuff about her and Will and how she's had to insert herself a couple times, like when there were times where people got disrespectful and stuff. So to me, it was just like, okay, is it insecurities or is it that type of lifestyle? If you're with somebody who is a player, who's a coach, who's whatever, who's a celebrity, who's an actor, actress, whatever. But Jada and Will are both famous. They're both famous. They're both well-known actors and actresses. So it's the thought of Will still has more groupies than Jada does. there might be women that will run after Will. And Jada made a statement. She said, once I realized, I had to sit back and look at this from a different perspective. I had to look at, gosh, if all these beautiful women, and this is how she put it, if all these beautiful women were coming at me at every turn, I would feel, you know, I had to look at it from that aspect. I had to have sympathy from that aspect because there are a lot of beautiful women that are coming at my husband. And so I said, okay, I'll give you that, granted. But it takes a strong man to say, no, I don't want none of what you're offering because I have this over here. A lot of men don't have that willpower from what I have seen in my small time on this earth. But there are men who do have that willpower to say, hey, I have this woman over here. I have this good thing. I'm not going to mess it up for anybody. So it just all depends, and women vice versa. But the only thing from this table talk that Aisha was trying to get across is my husband got groupies. I don't. We don't do the same thing. Even though she's a famous chef, she's got a lot going on for the girl is bad. Like bad meaning good, but you know what I'm saying? She got it going on. But she's just like, okay, I don't have groupies like him. That's pretty much what she was trying to say, but she didn't say it like that. And people crucify her. So that is our topic for tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to hear from Adam and Kale. We're going to talk about insecurities. We're going to talk about this topic and get everybody's thoughts. So stay tuned. We're going to have a quick musical break. And when we get back into it, we're going to chat about this Red Table Talk with Aisha Curry and the Curry family.
This is another InfoSol production. Fossil Pride.
This is an original instrumental.
Enlightened Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and we sip on tea. Adam Mr. Adam Melvin, the top psychic of Atlanta, as I call him, is joining in with us tonight with my co-host and I, Kel the DJ. Our topic for tonight is insecurities. And before our quick commercial break, we talked a little bit about the Red Table Talk with the Curry family. So getting right back into it. Before we get back into it, I'm sorry, callers, if you would like to join in on the conversation or get a reading for your week ahead, please give us a call at 914-803-4591. Again, if you want to call in to join in the conversation or you want to get a reading for your week ahead, please give us a call at 914-803-4591. All right. So, Adam, let's start off with you because you are the guest tonight. What does your higher self and your lower self say about the Red Table Talk with the Curry family?
Well, Leah, you know, I thought it was a very interesting response from the general public, and I sympathize with Aisha Curry because I thought in her remark, I thought she was more so trying to establish common ground. So for my lower self, my critique of her is she was trying, I felt like sometimes we try to become relatable. We try to say comments or we try to do confessions or we try to make confessions as leaders. And Leah, you can probably attest to this. I do it, and you, when you're giving a talk, there's a moment you're trying to connect with the audience, so you're like, well, let me disclose this, because in that disclosure, you think, well, this is going to help develop some type of pathos or ethos, or pathos, I forgot which one of the speaking terms it is, but you're trying to establish some type of connection to the audience, and you disclose stuff with the idea of thinking the audience is going to be like, oh, yeah, we can relate to that, and there are times that I learned in my public speaking class, and I also learned in my preaching class that those are very risky moments because sometimes you can do an epic, you can have an epic fail. Sometimes you can have an epic a disclosure and confession and your audience, your congregation, the people listening, like, wow, you're one of us. I want to hear what you got to say. And in other moments, the audience is going to be like, what the heck? You know, and you've got to choose those moments very carefully. You got to have discretion when you're doing the disclosure and these confessionals of trying to appear relatable. I think it was a fail on her part of trying to appear relatable and trying to appear down to earth. I think she exerted too much effort on being on the Red Table Talk and maybe wanting to come across too relatable and too like, I'm natural, I'm just me. And that is sometimes acceptable and sometimes at work. And then there are times as people of influence, whether you're giving a talk, whether you're a teacher, you can't, it's like your math teacher saying, yeah, I flung math 10 times before I had it. You like, wait a second. You're going to start looking at everybody in the class and like, wait a second. Like, now I'm feeling insecure.
Are you teaching me?
And I think in her effort to create a sense of relatability and to make herself appear down to earth and to almost like to not to appear insecure, she really made herself insecure. Because what I recall is the situation was Jada Pinkett said, how do you handle it? Like, what do you think about all of these? How do you handle the pressure, the groupies, the women? And she says the comment that seems to have been triggered was the words that she said, heck, I'm thinking what's wrong with me that no one is hollering at me. No one is trying to get my attention. It makes me feel like what's wrong with me? Am I ugly? Am I not looking at it? And that was the part of the attempt to be relatable. I'm sure that's not true for her. She may have that thought a little bit, but I'm sure she's overwhelmingly confident that she is fine. I think, again, it was an attempt on her to create some type of relatability and establish some connection with artists and just for the sake of conversation, maybe have even a good laugh. Maybe she did it for a good laugh. But like I said, there are moments when you're giving the talk, when you're in a certain position, that you can get away with it, and then other times this effort fails. So for my lower self, I think she failed miserably at trying to appear relatable and trying to get some type of minor disclosure or somewhat fake disclosure of relatability that truly, truly backfired on her. Instead of just saying, wow, you know what, it's been hard for me. I don't like it, but I deal with it, and sometimes I dismiss it, or she could have said sometimes a problem. But I felt like she wanted to say something that she would have thought maybe was different. On my higher self level, this was amazing. This was beautiful. This whole discussion and dialogue between the people and the public and her reaction, it truly showed the insecurities of our own society. The fact that we want our celebrities and we want our role models to be perfect. And we do not give them a break, and we have high expectations. And so on that higher level, it was to our face, it was to the public face, you can't escape being insecure. Money, prestige, power, influence will not cure stuff that's wrong from the inside. We heal and we evolve ourselves from the inside out. Just because you have power and influence and prestige and nice clothes and nice things, you still are not, you're still always going to be questioning, are you good enough? Or is there, as she said, is there something wrong with me? That is always going to be a question that plagues the human ego and the human mind and human intellect whenever we are trying to look out for external validation and external support. So to me, it was a good reminder to us all that it don't matter what level, it don't matter what status you're on, it don't matter who is your partner, it don't matter who you're married to, you're always going to have those insecurities. They're always going to be there whenever you begin to have any, whenever you are looking to establish the basis of your worth or your goodness or your value on external circumstances. It's sinking sand. It is always sinking sand. When your esteem, your sense of worth come from how good you're dressed or how good your hair looks or how good you look in comparison to your other classmates or how better you're doing at this. If it's based on anything external, then you are in your own sinking sand. And that, to me, was the beautiful revelation and disclosure of her vulnerability of just highlighting how insecurities are always going to be there whenever we are looking outside of ourselves and whenever we are not training ourselves to find your worth, find your value, find your goodness from your intrinsic self, which I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will get into that later, but I really, really appreciate your thoughts on the situation and on the tabletop. And I'm definitely looking forward to getting into what you just mentioned. And I can just be transparent and honest, is, you know, my spiritual self, you know, it's like our higher selves, our spirit knows that we are whole and we are perfect and we are strong and we're powerful and we're lovable. But our human side doesn't, our human selves, our ego, our flesh, whatever you want to call it, does not always know that. And sometimes we do need that external validation. And so I love how you presented it and how you rolled it all up in the lower and the higher self, from the lower and the higher self perspective. So, Kel, the DJ, you're up next. Let us know. Let us know what you think about the Aisha Curry Red Table Talk, and from a lower self and from a higher self perspective.
Okay. It's going to be more lower than the higher self, most likely, because of all of, I know, because of all of the conversation, like, I saw, you know, surrounding it, because, like, at first I'm like, these are rich people problems, or, you know, But then I discovered, I'm like, okay, like she's a mom, you know, she's basically only had like one relationship her whole life. So she never got the chance to, you know, go through a certain phase, you know, that some women go through where they, you know, get attraction or they have other, you know, different partners and things like that. And, you know, she's just out here, you know, being a wife, being a mother, you know. But it's like, girl, you good, you know? Like, girl, you don't have to be, like, I understand, you know, we're human, we could be insecure, you know, about certain things, but it's like she got what people are looking for, you know? And like Leah said earlier, you know, he's one of the best players in the NBA, you know. I don't know if he's exactly faithful, you know, it looks that way, so she kinda won, you know? So like when I go to Publix she won. Like I go to Publix or something, you know, I go to the market in the street. And like just now, I just went to go get some dinner, and you know, somebody, I could feel somebody staring at me, you know, behind me. I just feel it, you know, and I'm just like, is somebody creepy? Let me turn around and look. I turn around and look, and it's somebody creepy. Like she don't want that. She don't want this. Like this stuff going on in the street. She don't want this. I'm telling you, I've been tortured. We're not going to go into my history, but it's just like, girl, go home and cook whatever in your five kitchens you got and have another baby, whatever. You know, just go ahead. Just go ahead. Just go ahead.
Hell no, you do not want these creeps. You do not want
these. You do not want these problems, girl. You don't. You don't want this. It's like nobody loves me and pays attention to me or something. I'm a girl. Did you see the picture?
But
did y'all
maybe,
see the picture?
Maybe Kel. You're thinking about the context of that of being at your grocery store in Kroger on Cop or somewhere. She's in her context, she's in LA, baby. Or Golden
yeah.
or San Francisco
yeah.
or somewhere where there are some high profile and some sharp looking creep.
Right, the sharp looking creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's out shopping at wherever she shops at, whether it's the Trader Joe's or whether it's the Whole Foods. I can only imagine it's the Whole Foods. Because I can tell you, it don't matter what Whole Foods you go to, Whole Foods is full of beautiful people.
I need to frequent more often.
So when you're in Whole Foods, I can imagine her saying, man, ain't nobody looking at me. What's going on, you know? Or maybe after the event that she's in, you got to give her some grace there, Kel. She may not be realizing the other creeps that exist or the other non so not the non-visionary creeps.
In my world. I'm like, please stop looking at
she
me. Please stop talking to me. No, thank you.
If you would have put yourself in her shoes on a day-to-day in the circle that she walk into, and you're like, oh, man, can I get one? Can I get one look? Can I get one stare?
No, she'll need it. She'll need it. She'll need it. Even
you're
if it's rich.
She don't need it. Even for
she
no,
don't.
She don't. Okay.
She don't need it. She just stay where she at.
The sad part
and,
is
and
she's probably
that.
Getting it. She's just not paying no attention. And, like, that's what Jada said,
nope.
And I agree with that. She getting it. She just not paying no attention.
She don't need to. She just stay where she at. Like, girl, you don't want none of this. I promise you, none. Not even in the Whole Foods. You don't want it. I'm telling you.
I don't think it's about
it's
her.
It's crazy in these streets.
I think it's about her wanting balance. But go ahead. That's your lower self. Did your higher self have any thoughts?
Oh, and I was going to say this one thing, too. Where I come from, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, shout out to Philly. And when I go home, you know, I get marriage proposals in Wawa, you know. But, you know, in Atlanta, it's like, you know, the creep.
And not in the Wawa. I love the Wawa, by the way, y'all.
It's a Wawa. But, yeah.
Atlanta
okay,
is a totally different ballgame.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I promise you, I haven't. I've been drinking tea. That's it.
She'll get looked at. I can send her to some places in Atlanta she can get looked at.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm good.
I
got enough going on.
She can get looked at.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah. She can get looked at and stuff, you know. But she just stay in your lane, girl. Stay over there.
Stay in your sand. You're saying she don't need it.
No, she don't want it. Just stay where you at.
Yeah.
Just stay where you at. And then she don't have to deal with the thing where, you know, when you be like, a guy be like, do you have a boyfriend or whatever? And then you be like, no.
Well,
and they don't get
will
that.
Will you at least admit that it does feel good when you know some eyes are watching you?
I don't like attention.
Yes. Yes.
I do not like attention.
Aries.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Whatever.
I know I'm an Aries, but I'm an introvert.
So, can you admit that that
like,
day
when I DJ?
You go Jags and you leave that house, when you leave the house and you know, man, I feel like I'm looking good.
Especially if you look at your worst. Like, especially if you feel like
you want somebody
exactly.
to give you a look. If you put effort
okay.
and energy into it.
Right.
Okay, at my graduation, I wore a nice dress, and everybody was telling me how much of a snack I was. And I was dating somebody at the time, and I actually called them and dumped them after that. So it depends. But not like, you know, all the time, you know? Most of the time I don't. Like, I go outside mm-hmm. looking like a boy, and I don't care. And I don't want nobody to talk to me, but they do it anyway. So it's weird.
Lord.
But my
okay.
I'm sorry to go over. I know. My higher self says, like, you know, I understand, you know, that she's you know, human being. You know, and she likes validation. And, of course, you know, just like any of us, we like to be, you know, shown appreciation. You know, I figure that she's, you know, probably really highly appreciated at home, you know, and she should just, oh, look.
We don't know that. We don't know about her home life.
That's true. We don't know.
We're assuming.
You know, we know that she's wealthy. Yeah, we're assuming that she's wealthy. Well, we know that she's wealthy, but we're assuming that she gets, you know, certain attention at home. I mean, but after this, you know, well, Steph released the you know, something talking about how he appreciates his wife and things like that after the interview. But I think he knew about it prior, so it wasn't like a surprise to him that he saw that. But I believe in being transparent with your partner, you know? So the fact that they have that type of relationship where they can be transparent with each other is very healthy. You know, and that's very positive for them and, you know, their children to watch that, you know, to watch the dynamic between their parents and, you know, then they can grow up and have healthy relationships and things like that. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, everybody, thank you, Kale the DJ. We got to take a quick commercial break or a quick music break. When we come back, I'm gonna give my quick thoughts on the Red Table Talk with Aisha Curry, and then we're gonna talk about some times where we, as in myself, Kel, and Adam, have had our own insecurities and situations in our own lives, and we're gonna try to give some advice, or if we can, or if you're interested in joining in on the conversation. Give us a call, or if you're interested in getting a reading for the upcoming week, you can reach us at 914-803-4591. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is another InfoSong production. InfoSong Pride.
Welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and we sip on tea. Before our musical break, we were talking about our higher selves and our lower selves and what were our thoughts on the Red Table Talk with the Curry family. And again, if you are interested in joining the conversation or getting a reading, please call in at 914-803-4591. Right before the musical break, Kel and Adam got a chance to give us their thoughts on the Red Table Talk, and I'm going to try to get mine in here real quick. I am your host, Leah the Sun Star. We are in the studio tonight with Kel the DJ, my co-host, and our special guest, Mr. Adam Melvin, who I love very dearly. I love both of them very dearly, and I'm so excited to have both of them on the call with me tonight. So, Red Table Talk thoughts. So, my lower self jumped in, I want to fight mode. Like, my lower self jumped into fight mode. Because I'm very protective just by nature. Lion, because I'm a Leo, so think about a lioness. I was very upset with how people reacted to what she said, because after I listened to it, I honestly didn't see anything wrong with what she said. It was relatable for me. So after I saw it and I saw the comments and I saw the Twitter stuff and it was all on the news and people were like, you should just be happy with your husband. Whatever. That's what I say about that. Whatever. That's what my lower self has to say about that. You still, I mean, she grew up in Canada. She's mixed. She's beautiful. But again, after you done been with the same dude since she was 15 and you got three kids, and she don't look Hollywood. So even though they got money, she ain't got her stomach sucked in with a waist all small and a booty sitting out with a hips all big. She ain't got that. She can probably get it, but she don't got it. She, honestly, her body looked like a regular, smuggler, degular old woman. Not old woman, but a woman. She looks like a woman that has had babies. Like, she looks normal. Like, she don't look like she's been sculpted in somebody's office. So, you know, she can do it. I'm sure she can do it. I'm sure she can afford it. But everybody ain't about that Hollywood lifestyle. Some people are, some people aren't. But what I have noticed is like, they was crucifying the woman. And I was like, I cannot have this. Like, this is insane. Why are people doing this? People might not have been able to relate to her, but I could. I wasn't trying to relate from her from an aspect of I'm a multi-million-dollar basketball wife with my own brand and stuff. No, but from the aspect of a woman who has a man who got groupies and who got, you know, women that would do anything for clout, as Offset and Cardi B would say. Like, she was crucified for saying, well, dang, I just want somebody to stop me at the grocery store and say, you look nice today. Maybe that doesn't happen to her. Maybe because she with bodyguard. Maybe because she ain't out there by herself. Who knows? Who knows? Or who knows how her lifestyle is? One thing I've noticed is sometimes when you get married, when you get in a long-term relationship, whatever, you typically do a lot of couples things. You may not have time between your kids, between your career, to have a big social life. So she doesn't have a big social life outside of her husband and her kids, which she doesn't appear. You know, I've never seen her out somewhere partying like you would see Britney Spears or you would see Ciara or you would see some of these other celebrities. Like, I don't see her out like Miley Cyrus, like partying. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't see that from Aisha Curry. So my thought process is, if she was that party girl, like one of the Kardashians, and she was doing club appearances and stuff like that, like she was really like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Beyonce got groupies, Jay-Z got groupies. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't, she's not that. Like she's not Beyonce. She's beautiful, but she's not Beyonce. And Steph is not Jay-Z, but he still got groupies, like Jay-Z would have groupies. So the thought process is in her mind, I don't even think she sees the money. I don't think she sees all that. I just think she sees, in her mind, she's like, I'm a regular, smuggler, degular old chick. And my man is famous. She may not be looking at it from the perspective of, I'm famous too, or I have all this going for myself. But she might be thinking, yes, I do have all this going for myself, but I still don't have a line of men, like, waiting to jump on my team. Like, you know, I don't have a starting lineup. Devin can walk out on the court and pick five women from the audience to be on his starting lineup, and they're going to be like, yes, sir. They don't even care if he married, if he got three kids. They don't care. They just don't care. So my higher self, my lower self wanted to protect her. My higher self was just like, you got to work on some things, Leah. My higher self was like, you got to work on some things. Because that's true. Like, I feel like I said earlier, my higher self knows I am whole, I'm perfect, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm loved, you know, all of that. However, if your partner is getting a whole bunch of female attention, that's boosting their confidence and their ego. I don't care what anybody says. That is a boost to a male's ego and a male's confidence. And then here you are over here. You're not around a whole bunch of men that would be attracted to you, or you don't necessarily go out all the time or go out without your partner a whole lot. So then you start to say, well, dang, do I still got it? Like, I mean, I want somebody to tell me my booty looks good in this dress, you know? Besides him, because he might not even do it. Because, again, you get so used to seeing a person after a while, and then it's just like you like a piece of wallpaper. It's just there. So I feel like my higher self was like what Adam said earlier, and we're going to jump into that real quick about what Adam was starting to talk about earlier. When he was giving his higher self perspective. And it's that perspective of, yes, we are spiritual beings, we are human, and if we look for outer validation, we're going to always need the outer validation. But I'm going to say this before I turn it over to Adam, what I will say is we are not perfect. So I had to have a conversation even with myself a couple of weeks ago about, you can look great on the outside, you can be a good person, have a great heart, but you are never going to be perfect. You have to have a flaw. So if my flaw happens to be my insecurities, and I can't even rationalize my insecurities as a person to, oh, I don't like the way my head looks. I don't like the way my stomach looks. I don't like the way my butt looks, because I like the way my body looks. But it's just that validation sometimes that makes you feel a little bit better. It gives you that boost of confidence. Like, even if you're a confident person, sometimes you need a boost. Like I don't know, like people need a shot of espresso. So once you get your shot, like, of espresso, you're good. For the rest of the day, you alert, you awake. So that was my thought on that. But Adam, back to you. Tell us about a time where you had to deal with your own insecurities in a situation in your life, and go back into that. We were talking about the validation at the higher self of the validation that the lower self needs.
I am dealing with insecurity in every situation, every morning, every night, every day. But go back to a time. It's not a going back to a time. It's me laying here, right now, sitting here on the phone, and you calling me the top psyche of Atlanta. Triggering my insecurities. But I know good and well there are other people who are more well-suited and other people who may not choose me or not think that about me. And we've all got comments. I struggle with insecurities, like you said, we are all human. It's part of being human. Being human is insecure.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an ego and you got a mind, you're going to be insecure. You know, even the most bravest, if you think about a pet dog or animal, even the most brave and strongest dog, it can be a pit bull or whatever, they're still going to get insecure. Should they get insecure over a little chihuahua? Okay.
Yeah.
It is a male. It's just the animal mind that we're in, it because the ego is designed to look outside for validation. That's what it does. Just like your pet dog is constantly looking for approval. It wants to hear good boy, or good girl, or just mm-hmm. great. And we as that mm-hmm. cow does it. Look, mom. So we're just naturally trained to look for validation from external sources of approval, of acceptance. It will plague us all our life, and we set ourselves up for failure if we think we're going to get to that place where it's not there. I am mm-hmm. learning to not become insecure over my insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And accept myself with my insecurities and be secure in that acceptance of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can be secure with your insecurities, and you can find security in knowing, hey, that really is going to make me feel very vulnerable. Vulnerable is more so the word, vulnerable and insecure, or understanding that, yeah, you're going to have moments of self-doubt. In the Christian narrative, or the Christian literature and story, the Apostle Paul talked about these insecurities, and in one instance he said, you know what, he was in an insecure moment, he caught a thorn in his flesh, and he said he cried out to his higher self, he cried out to the Spirit, to God, and take away these thorns. In other words, take him out of this uncomfortable situation that was causing his insecurities. And then he says that he realized, you know what, the Spirit spoke to him and said, nope, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for me, for you. So he then says, you know what, I found out that in that moment, he said, one of the most powerful verbalized statements that you can come to is that when I am weak, then am I made strong. For that higher power is made perfect in my weakness. And it is in the face of, historically, some of the most remarkable feats that our human leaders have done have come in the midst of them feeling their most insecure. I think about a kind of a parallel story that's coming to my mind is I think about Tina Turner. And she was saying how insecure she felt and how silly she felt when she was given the lyrics and given the song to sing and produce, What's Love Got to Do with It? She said it triggered so much her insecurities of singing this song and feeling like, you know, trying to relaunch her career. And this was a song that she felt like made no sense. I remember a comment, and she used the word, she felt so insecure singing that song. But she realized, okay, you know what? Keep it moving anyway. I think about Oprah Winfrey talking about how insecure she was regarding being casted for The Color Purple. And she had read the novel, but at the time she read the novel, there wasn't a good image for what she has polarized the character Sophia. And you know what Oprah went to do out of her insecurity? She ran to a fat farm and tried to lose weight before the actual audition. Quincy Jones invited her to audition for it, and she went to a fat farm, tried to lose weight. And when Quincy Jones found out, he said, you better not lose another pound because I need you just as you are for this role. And so it is embracing those insecurities. And I gave some loose examples, but I think that y'all get the point and those listen to me. It's in learning to embrace your insecurities that you can find the security in that and being okay by saying, like Aisha, I want to be looked at. Okay, but you can accept that, but you don't have to act on it. You can. It's not about suppressing your insecurities, but it's not about supporting them either. Okay, just because she may say, I want to be looked at, don't mean she got to go and do something to be looked at. Just because you have insecurities around your partner, your spouse, or you may feel some type of way, you don't have to act on them. You can just acknowledge them, that they're there, and accept yourself for your insecurities. If you want to acknowledge to your partner, your spouse, and say, you know what, when that happened, that situation happened with this person, that person came up here and did that or said that to you, that happened, that made me feel some type of way. It made me question myself. I didn't like the way that felt. You don't have to. You may have that conversation, but it's okay to feel that. You are not going to get out of this earth suit the rest of your life without feeling, or not we're coming to an end of your insecurities. The best thing that I suggest right. you do is become secure with your insecurities. Accept them and then find the security in there saying, you know what? To tie it back to the color purple, one of the most the powerfully illustrated scene that Alice Walker wrote about when the character Shilly was being attacked and then and the character Mister was attacking her, all of her insecurities that he knew very firsthand. He said, uh-huh. you know, she told him, I'm going to leave. I'm going off to Suge and I'm going to become somebody. And he immediately attacked her for all her insecurities. And he said, you're going to go do what? He said, what, you going to be her mule?
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
mm-hmm.
you're black, you're ugly,
mm-hmm.
you can't even cook.
Ugly.
He attacked
mm-hmm.
all her insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what she responded by saying? She said, I might be black, I might be ugly, and I might
mm-hmm.
can't cook. But I'm here.
But I'm here. Yeah.
And if you read it in the novel, Alice Walker illustrates that it, after she said that line, Alice Walker puts in parentheses or she puts in later, she says, and the power came over her in that moment. And that's when
mm-hmm.
she began the famous scene of cursing him and said, whatever
mm-hmm.
you say have done to me is going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. Our power is truly
so
made perfect
right
in our
me?
Weakness. Exactly. She got that power to do that,
right
do that when she embraced.
You think about
when you can embrace your insecurities, when you can embrace those weak moments, that's when you find your power. It is truly becoming
yeah.
secure with your insecurities that you actually find power. And that's what I have learned, and that's what I am faced to learn every day because every day my insecurity. And there's new insecurities that get triggered. Insecurities you didn't think you had before. They weren't a problem before when you were young and in your 20s, and now you have problems when you're knocking on 40. And they're always going to be there.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Adam, for sharing that with us. That was a gem. I'm going to have to play this recording back just so I can listen to that a couple of times. Let it sink into my spirit. Kale. Oh, before we do that, Adam, please tell the listeners, before we move on to Kale, how they can get in touch with you, to book you, to watch your videos, all of that.
You can visit me on my website is spiritandprogress.com. And at spiritandprogress.com, you'll see links to my YouTube channel where I give a weekly motivation for the zodiac. So based on your zodiac element, I give every Monday evening, I give a breakdown of what you can expect, what your motivation that you need to have. So please
mm-hmm.
check out my weekly motivation per element. You can go to my website and see my YouTube channel, or you can follow me on Instagram at Adam with two D's from Adam with one D, or just visit my website, spiritandprogress.com.
Thank you so much, Adam, for sharing that. Thank you for being here with us. We're going to jump. We only have a couple more minutes left on the show. We're going to jump into Kale. Tell us about your insecurities
hey.
And a situation in your life
mm-hmm.
where your insecurities were triggered.
This is a tough subject for me. I'm not even going to lie. I guess we can talk about with DJing, you know, it's not easy as I make it look. And when I first started, I actually didn't consider myself a DJ because of the way I was using my equipment. And, you know, there were people that would tell me that, you know, I wasn't a real DJ, you know, basically. And that hurt me, even though I really didn't fully consider myself a DJ, that hurt me, you know? And it made me feel kind of
yeah.
insecure about myself and my gifts and things like that. And then, you know, I kind of did a thing where I'm like, well, you know, once I finished school, I decided to, like, put more money into it and, you know, take things more seriously. And now, you know, I literally turned that around and it's only been like, it has probably maybe about 6 months since I've been doing, you know, a lot of work professionally. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, you know, that voice, you know, it talks, you know, every time you hear, you talk about your, you know, yourself and, you know, the negative self-talk and, you know, I'm out here like, okay, you know, I can't let that let me down. But then now I'm like, okay, how do I get better? Even though I'm doing things, how do I get better? So it gets a little tricky there too, back and forth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to combat that with action. You know, I don't really just sit in it. I just go out and say, okay, I know how to change this, or I try to find ways, or I do research, and I do what I have to do. But, yeah, you know, sometimes it is hard to, you know, be criticized by people, especially people that don't understand, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. You know, they don't see how much money you're spending and, you know, what is holding you back. You know, it's it could be a little tricky, but, you know, I move them out the way and I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. I love that. I love that, Kel. I love that DJ Kel. That's so inspiring.
Oh, yeah. I'll never let anybody just step on me, you know? I can't fail, so.
And tell the callers how they can book you as a DJ while we're talking about that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I agree with Adam. That was beautiful. And it was a different perspective. Like, Adam came from the whole perspective. You came from the perspective of your career path. And I'm going to touch on my perspective too real quick. But before I do that, I want you to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, Kel, and how they can book you as a DJ and as a reader.
Okay. And as a reader, I know, because people are asking me for readings. I've been so busy DJing. I've been doing readings once in a while, but you can reach me for both readings and for DJ inquiries at Kel the DJ, K-E-L-T-H-E, DJ 215 on Instagram, and that is also my Gmail email. You can email me there. And my website is coming very soon. I gotta get my people together, but that'll be coming very soon. And I also have a Facebook fan page called Kel the DJ, K-E-L-T-H-E DJ, where you can reach me also. And that's
it. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're coming towards the end of our show, so I'm going to wrap up. We're a little bit over, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap up with my closing thoughts and sharing a bit about. So going back to what Adam said about coming to a place where you're okay, because I have a Virgo rising, and if you all don't know what a Virgo rising is, we can tend to be perfectionists. Or, you know, Virgos typically do try to be perfectionists, but I think it's worse for Virgo rising or ascendant. So, you know, my friends would call me Perfect Patty from Why Did I Get Married? because, again, I'm the person that people typically call when they need advice. You know, you just went to school, you kept a good job, you know, I just did all these things. So then I came to the realization recently that there are people who have said things about me behind my back and stuff about my insecurities. Like, and I just thought that was terrible because I was like, okay, I can't be perfect, y'all. Like, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I can't be perfect. So some people, their eyeball is, one eyeball is bigger than the other. One boob might be bigger than the other. Your fingers might be longer than one hand on the other. Like, we're all going to have imperfections, but even if you don't drill down to those level of imperfections, if you're just looking at a person and you think, well, what's wrong with her? So I had to come to the realization of that's it. Like, even though I feel confident when I'm speaking about my gifts or when I'm using my gifts with people, and I feel confident as a healer, and I'm, you know, building myself up little bit by little bit, but still, I feel confident there are times in my life that I'm triggered, and my insecurities are triggered, and recently, my insecurities, I would say over the past 6 or 7 months, have been triggered a lot. Okay, let's go back. Maybe over the past year of my life, my insecurities have been triggered a lot. And it was because, really, I had stepped into somebody else's life, and I hadn't really been tending to my own. Like, I hadn't really been doing a lot of things for myself that I used to do for myself or that I would do. And I think because I'm a little different when it comes to just being in partnership with someone. Like, I'm not saying I changed, but I kind of, I'll give an example. There was a reality TV celebrity that I used to watch on the Bad Girls Club. Her name was Natalie Nunn. Natalie got married, but Natalie was still posting all these pictures of herself, like, which a lot of women do if you have your own brand and that's what your brand is, your body. She still kept showing her body off a whole lot. So her husband, they went on celebrity reality boot camp or whatever, and her husband was like, oh, my gosh, like, she posts all these nude, half-naked pictures of herself all the time, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I could do that. I could be eye candy and soul food at the same time, but at the same time, I don't feel like that's appropriate type of attention when you want to be in partnership with somebody. So I don't do that type of stuff to get attention. I could, but I don't. But at the end of the day, it's like sometimes I found that the I do want to go out with my friends and somebody says, oh, girl, you got to walk behind, you know, or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want somebody to say, hey, look at this, you know, look at her or something. Like, every now and then it's like somebody, like, hey, look at me. Because, again, if you have a partner that's getting all this attention all the time, then you start to think, well, dang, how come I ain't getting no attention? I'm cute. I'm smart. I got stuff going for myself. And again, it's just our insecurities talking. But like Adam said, coming to the realization of, okay, I have this. This is my thing. I have this. So I need an extra boost of confidence. And you don't have to go seeking it outside of your relationship. You could get it inside your relationship, but your partner has to know that's what you need and be willing to work with you on that. And Adam, I know your eyes are just, you know, I know you over there like, ooh, Leah.
No, I'm following you. I'm following you, and I understand where you're coming from. Continue.
I just feel like we as spiritual beings having a human experience, we don't have to act on, you know, seeking attention outside of our partnership. But again, it's a real thing that happens. And sometimes it happens subconsciously, because I'm sure Steph Curry doesn't go out and say, hey, y'all, look at me, give me some autographs. It just happens. Women gravitate towards him. So again, if you're one of those type of people where a person of the opposite sex gravitates towards you, whether it be for your looks, whether it be for your money, probably most of those women are going after Steph Curry for his looks and his money, but probably mostly his money. And the clout of being with the NBA player, even being the side chick of an NBA player, is something these days. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I had to come to the realization, I had to say it out loud, you are insecure when it comes to certain things. Like, certain things bother you, certain things make you feel some type of way. But then I had to say, what can I do, what can I do to help myself feel better, whether it's spiritual or physical? What can I do to make myself feel better? So that's why I said, typically, again, I'm working a lot. I have obligations to our wonderful nonprofit, The Enlightened Collective. I have so many things going on. I don't just take the time to go out with my sorority sisters or go out with my friends. And I did that this weekend. And somebody actually said, "Woo, child, can I touch your butt? Is that real?" And I was like, I don't know about you touching my butt, but I can assure you that it's real. I can assure you that it's real. How about that? But again, I was like, you know, the inside of me was like, hey, I ain't even did no squats. That's so cool. And I didn't think anything of it after that. I didn't try to talk to that guy. That guy didn't try to talk to me. It was just really quick and passing. And I thought to myself, gee, golly, oh, wow. Like, I needed that boost, you know? And then one of my friends, I posted something on Snapchat, and one of my friends was just like, oh, my gosh, you look so beautiful. That just made my day. Like, it literally made my day. And it was a female. I mean, but still, it just made my day. So I just feel like sometimes we need that. And we don't always get it from our significant others or our partners. And if you're not in partnership, my curiosity is, and this will be a whole other show, is, you know, of course it can be annoying for some people, as my sister said, Kale. It can get annoying at times if it's always happening to you, but then that might not be your insecurity, but you might be insecure about something else, which she talked about, and that was about not feeling like she had enough experience, you know, while she's going out into her profession. But for me, I am pretty much confident in those areas. Where I like confidence is sometimes is the fact, you know, I feel like a soccer mom. Sometimes I'm not a soccer mom. So sometimes I need an extra boost to say, oh, my gosh, like, your makeup looks flawless there. You look really pretty. And then sometimes we do want it from our significant other than our partner. And we want to know, hey, like I said earlier, baby, I got all I need right here with you. I don't have to go nowhere else. And we need to know that. You know what I'm saying? And that's, to me, that makes you normal. But if that's your only flaw, if that's your only insecurity, you doing good on this earth. That's all I got to say. If that's all you need is a boost of confidence, you doing pretty good on this earth, because there's a lot of stuff that could be going wrong with you. For example, if people out here that can't see, it's people out here that don't have enough money and they probably can't, you know, feed themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's people out here that are quadriplegics. Like, it's a lot going on in this world. So if that's your only thing, go with grace, go with peace, go with God. You know what I'm saying? Figure it out. But it's something small. I'm just saying.
Like, go with God. Blessed, okay.
You know? Yeah, I mean, we are so blessed sometimes that, you know, we sweat the small stuff, and we shouldn't sweat the small stuff, but we do. So, all right, y'all, I just want to say thank you for everybody who tuned in, who listened in, and I am Leah the Sun Star. I will be here next week, but I want to, you know, just tell everybody, please look me up on IG at Leah, L-I-A underscore the, T-H-E underscore sun, S-U-N-S-T-A-R, Sun Star, one word. On IG, you can also book me for a reading through IG. If you click on the book me link on my IG profile, I do spiritual readings and divination readings, spiritual consultation, spiritual advising, couples coaching, and I'm actually starting to coach individuals. So if you want to get in on my session of coaching, I call it spiritual 101 coaching. I will be starting those up Sunday coming up soon. So if you like to be involved in that, if you'd like to join my coaching sessions, please hit me up on IG, send me an inquiry. I will respond back to you. Also, you can email me at Leah, L-I-A, the, T-H-E-S-U-N-S-T-A-R, Leah the Sun Star at gmail.com. Also, just to take a second, the Enlightened Collective has a Psychic Showcase and Makers Fair coming up on June 22nd from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you are in the Atlanta area, it will be at the Little Five Points Community Center on Austin Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Please come check us out. We're going to have all these amazing vendors there, all of these amazing intuitive readers with all these amazing gifts. So please come out and join us. It's free entry to get in. The reading is going to be one for 25 and two for 30. So please come out and join us. And I look forward to see you all at the Psychic Showcase and Makers Fair here in Atlanta. And you can also travel to Atlanta. If you don't live here, we'd love to have you. So our topic next week is going to be on dreams. So I would be gracious to have all of you who called in tonight to call back in. Please remember that typically the Enlightened T Radio Show is for an hour. We ran over tonight because it was just a juicy topic. But if you're interested, again, in joining the conversation or getting a reading, please call between the hour of 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. at 914-803-4591. I will see you all next Tuesday. and everyone have a blessed night. Thank you so much, Kale and Adam, for being here with me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks. Good night, y'all.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Welcome to
Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?